The silent treatment. Are you in a relationship with someone who gives you the silent treatment when things don't go well? What do you do in that situation? Do you go silent as well? Do you reach out to them and try and break through that wall that they put up? Why are they giving you the silent treatment? Well, they're giving you the silent treatment because they've used it as a protection. They learned somewhere growing up that if I just shut down, I don't talk, then somehow I'm going to be emotionally safe. Or it becomes a self-comfort when they're being silent. Now, men can do this when they go into their nothing box, but both men and women can give the silent treatment in a relationship. And it's a game. What do I mean by game? Well, there's a famous book called Games People Play by psychologist Eric Byrne. And the book outlines that there are non-verbal behaviors that we use to communicate with each other. He called them games. So when someone's giving you the silent treatment, it's a game. It's like, if I'm silent, then you're going to come and approach me. You're going to come and make it better. Or it simply becomes a protection. Look at me and I get noticed by you. Clearly, if you're in a relationship and someone's giving you the silent treatment, you're going to notice them, right? That they're doing it. So that's a form of reward. And hence they get a reward for being silent and making you become the one that apologizes. Or alternatively, are you the one that's giving the silent treatment? What do you hope to gain out of that? It's not going to make your relationship stronger, particularly if you keep on doing it. It's actually going to drive a wedge in your relationship and push both of you further apart. So what's the solution to the silent treatment? It's approaching your partner and breaking through and compromising whatever the argument was over. See, in any relationship, you've got to get to a point where there is no topic. Nothing, not kids, money, sex, it doesn't matter, that is more important than the connection that you have in your relationship. So you have to be able to reach a point where your connection is more important than any other topic. And what you'll find when you make that the case in your relationship, you'll sort out the topics. Generally, there's nothing that big. Or if it is, reach out and get assistance to work your way through with the right strategy in solving that. Maybe you've got a blended family and you're having difficulty and one parent favoring their biological kids and the other parent favoring theirs. And there's an imbalance going on in the family. And there's always arguments by that. Well, there's a simple strategy for that, to resolve that when you know what right action is, what the right thing to do in that situation is, and it can be resolved. So if you really want to get past the silent treatment, you have to put your relationship above any topic of conversation. Then you can approach your partner and just say to them, like, babe, come on, let's move on beyond this. Let's reconnect. There's a basic skill in relationships, and that is to argue, forgive, and reconnect. And when you do that on a consistent basis, when you get your ego out of the way, it provides a very strong connection inside your relationship that will last a lifetime. But it's a skill that we aren't taught, so it's a skill you have to gain.